Before we pray, we would like to study a few verses from the Bible.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
32章。
Chapter
32. 以赛亚书32章。
Isaiah chapter 32.Verse 15. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest. 16. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. 17. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. 18. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in...quiet resting places. 19. Though hail comes down on the forest, and the city is brought low in humiliation. 20. Blessed are you who sow beside the all waters, who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey.
我们如果从17节一直读到18节。
If we continuously read from verse 17 to 18,
这有几个字眼是我们大家非常渴慕的。
There are a few words which we are thirst, we thirst for.
就是十七节讲的平安。
In verse 17, the word peace.
然后下面公义的效验必是平稳。
Followed by effect of righteousness, that is quietness.
平安平稳，哇，我们现在人多么的渴慕。
We all thirst for peace and quietness in the present days.
我们现在人忧虑害怕。
Now we are all filled with anxiety and fear.
那我们内心里面没有平静。
And there's no peace in our inner hearts.
但是圣经应许我们要住在平安的居所。
But the Bible has promised us that we will dwell in a peaceful habitation.
然后要在平静安歇的所在
，and in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places。
这个是圣经的给我们一个应许。
This is a promise given to us by the Bible。
那这个应许要怎么去体验得到
？And how are we able to experience this promise？
有时候我们常常讲要向神求平安。
Sometimes we often say that we want to pray for peace from God。
这也是对的神会赐给我们平安。
It is right that God will grant us peace.
但是如果我们看这一段圣经
But if we read through this passage,
平安平稳是从公义来的。
Peace and quietness actually come from righteousness.
所以十七节，公义的果效是平安。
That is why it is said in verse 17 that the effect of righteousness is peace.
然后公义的效验是平稳。
And the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever.
神是公义的神。
God is the God of righteousness.
所以如果人有公义。
That is why if we, the people, have righteousness.
那神就要与我们同在。
Then God will dwell with us.
所以为什么说要先求神的国跟神的义？
Why do we say that we have to first seek the righteousness of God?
有时候我们把这个次序倒过来看。
If we overturn the order,
你为什么生活这么多忧虑？
Why do you have so much anxiety and worries in your life?
因为你没有追求神的国跟神的义。
That is because you do not first pursue his kingdom and his righteousness.
所以你忧虑这么多。
Hence all the anxieties and worries.
那所以我们把生活的需要放在第一个来考虑神的国跟神的义。
If we put the needs of our lives before the righteousness and the kingdom of God,
这个好像说，我们要去买一个房子。
It is seem as though we are there to purchase a house.
那买房子会附带一个彩色电视。
And the house comes with a color TV, television.
大家都知道，我们是为着买房子而买房子。
But all of us know that we purchase the house because we want the house.
我们不是为着彩色电视在买房子。
But we're not buying the house because we want that television.
但是 当我们在信仰追求的时候
But in our pursuit of belief、
哦、那个房子、哦、是属灵的是我们的信仰
This house is our belief It is our faith、
哦、但这个房子有多可贵、哦、我们没有进到灵界里面实在是不晓得
And how valuable is this house? We wouldn't understand until we enter into it spiritually.
哦，所以信仰刚开始的时候，我们都先讲这个彩色电视很好。
And before you even begin to talk about the spirituality, we're talking about how good the television is.
哦，所以你如果要生活没有忧虑哦，你要来追求神的国跟神的义。
So if you want to live a life that is worry-free, you have to first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
哦，那这个在信仰入门哈、哦，这个会带给人入门，不错。
It is correct that this would bring people to enter into the door.
啊，事实上也有很多慕道朋友哦，因为找不到工作，生活有困难，来找主耶稣以后，啊，结果神就看顾他，生活就得到解决。
It is indeed true that a lot of true seekers, after believing in God, a lot of problems in their lives have been solved.
但是我们信仰要进到里面去了解到底那栋房子是什么。
But in our in the aspect of our faith, we have to enter into the spiritual aspect to truly understand.
哦，那个房子啊，就是神的国。
That this house is actually the kingdom of God.
那我明白神的国以后，才知道说，啊，原来日用的饮食，这只是一个彩色电视，是最神的恩典里面是最浅的一个。
After entering into His kingdom, only we see that our daily bread is actually the most superficial need of all.
那个最重要、最宝贵的，埋在土里，你没有看不到的，是神的国。
But what's most important is actually buried underneath the soil that is the kingdom of God.
那我们现在追求的次序就会倒过来。
So the order of our pursuit have to be readjusted.
不是为着日用饮食在追求神的国，而是因为神的国里面有很多的宝贝。那你去追求神的国以后，有一个连带的福气，就是日用的饮食。
We don't pursue His heavenly kingdom because of our daily needs to be fulfilled, but rather there are so many valuable treasures in His kingdom that we need to pursue. And in the process of our pursuit, we could be blessed with all this daily bread.
所以我们的信仰、哦、开始入门可能都是从物质上、肉体上、今生上来让我们觉得信耶稣很好。
Perhaps we started believing in God because we wanted to seek for all these physical blessings.
但是要进到灵里面来了解那个真正宝贵是什么。
But we have to enter into its spiritual realm to truly understand how valuable is the spirit.
真正的宝贵是钱买不到的。
What's most precious is that can be bought by money.
那神的义，神的义跟人的义有什么不同？
What is the difference between the righteousness of man and God?
人的义就是用文化、用社会、用个人的喜好，我觉得这样对，那个这个就是人的义。
The righteousness of man is formed by the culture, the preferences of men.
那神的义是什么？
But what is the righteousness of God?
神的义就是神看为对的。
It's what's deemed in the eyes of God as right.
那这个需要去追求。
This requires our pursuit.
追求神，去认识神。
It requires us to know God.
知道神要我们怎么做。
To know what God wants us to do.
那我们过一个神要我们过的生活。
And then we lead a life that is pleasing to God.
那在神面前看这是对的。
And to be deemed as right in the eyes of God.
这个就是在追求神的义。
This is pursuing the righteousness of God.
那这个神的义啊，就会有追求以后就有公义。
And after pursuing this righteousness of God, there will be righteousness.
那公义自然就有一个果效是平安跟平稳。
And the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever.
所以神同在有一个特色，很平安，很平稳。
There is this specialty in the abidance of God that is the peace and quietness.
神同在的人跟神同在的教会，你会感觉到他是一个很平稳、很平静、很平安的一个人。
The person and the church that has the abidance of God can be seen as a peaceful one.
好像彼得被关到监牢里面。
Like Peter when he was in prison.
睡得很好睡啊。
He could sleep well.
那个就是平安。
This shows how peaceful he felt.
因为神跟他同在。
Because he had the abidance of God.
施提凡要被人用石头打死。
And before Stephen was stoned to death,
面貌像天使。
His features was likened to that of an angel.
那个就是内心的一种平稳，
this reflects,
一种反应。
This reflects the stability and the peacefulness in his inner heart.
那这个是罪人没有的。
This is something that is not possessed by sinners.
如果我们活在不义里面，活在罪里面，神不会同在，你就不会有这样的感，这样的体验。
If we live in injustice and unrighteousness, we will not have such experience.
所以要追求在神面前的公义公平，这个很重要。
So it is very important that we seek for this righteousness and peacefulness before God.
我们生活就有平安，就有平稳。
Then we will, our lives will be filled with peace and quietness.
那这个不等于生活没有困难。
But all this does not represent that there's no troubles in your life.
所以如果我们看十九节，
if we look at verse 19,
但要将兵袍打跑树林，城必全然拆平。
Though hail comes down on the forest and the city is brought low in humiliation.
这有一些外在的环境的改变没有办法控制。
There are some changes in the external factors that is beyond our control.
所以有兵袍，然后城也被拆平。
So hills came down and the city was brought low.
但是神同在，那个平安平稳不会改变。
But the peace and quietness through the abundance of God will not change.
这个就好像主耶稣在风浪中可以睡得很好。
Just like how Jesus could rest in great peace in the midst of storm and waves.
那门徒都很害怕。
The disciples were in great fear.
那为什么主耶稣可以睡得很好？
Why was Jesus sleeping soundly?
他的心很平安，很平稳。
Because he had this peace and quietness in his heart.
因为神跟他们同在。
Because he had the abundance of God.
所以信仰生活不是一帆风顺。
So our spiritual lives will not be smooth sailing all along the way.
有时候遇到很多你没有办法预测的风浪。
There are a lot of unpredicted, unexpected storms along the way.
所以信仰不是加保险，受洗信了耶稣以后一帆风顺到死为止，不是这样的。
So religion does not work as an insurance that once after you believe in God, then your entire life will be smooth sailing.
有时候你没有办法预测的风浪出来。
Sometimes there are unpredicted storms.
因为神住在我们里面。
But because God dwells in us.
然后我们就很平安，很平稳。
We have this faith and stability.
好，那这个公义哈，如果我们看十六节
，If we read verse 16 and we see this justice,
说那时公义要居住在旷野
，Righteousness remained in the fruitful field.
那时有一个 then 是不是英文
？And.
And.
Yeah. Then. 对。
OK. 所以十六节这个那时就把这一节跟前面连在一起。
So this then.In verse 16 connects the passage from verse 15.
好，那我们就看十五节。
Now let's refer to verse 15.
圣灵从上面浇灌我们。
Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high.
旷野变成肥田。
The wilderness becomes a fruitful field.
肥田看作树林。
And the fruitful field is counted as a forest.
那到这个时候，就是十六节的那时，那公义就要。
And followed by verse 16, then justice will dwell in the wilderness.
可见这个十五节圣灵浇灌这是一个关键。
So it is very critical, as recorded in verse 15, that the Spirit is poured down.
那这个圣灵浇灌我们这是一个人哦。
So the Spirit is poured upon us, and us, we are humans.
那旷野变成肥田，可见这个旷野不是外面那个物质的土地。
So this wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and this wilderness does not refer to the soil in the regular world.
这个旷野就是人的心啊。
It refers to our hearts.
所以圣灵浇灌下来会改变人的心。
So when the Holy Spirit is poured down upon us, our hearts will be changed.
那人的心改变，才渐渐会有公平，有公义。
And once our hearts change, there will be then the presence of righteousness and peace.
所以公平跟公义，它是从圣灵改变人的心渐渐的一个结果。
So this righteousness and justice.Dwell in our hearts through the abidance of the Holy Spirit, and it is the effect of the abidance of Holy Spirit.
那为什么这个连在一起
？So how are these connected?
我们知道主耶稣在马太福音讲撒种的比喻。
We know that in The Lord Jesus gave the parable of the sower in the book of Matthew.
哦，种子都是一样。
All the seeds are the same.
但是种子撒在不同的土地，结果不一样。
But the effects of the seed, the similar seeds being spread it on different soils, the effects are different.
哦，所以同一个教会，比方说教会有一百个人。
For example, if there are 100 people in a same church,
我们在读同一本圣经。
We're all reading the same Bible.
我们在同一个地方聚会。
We gather and worship in the same location.
我们在同听同一样从神来的讯息。
We're listening from the same message of God.
这个都是一样的。
All this are the same.
但是每一个人产生的改变不一样。
But the change that occurs in everyone is different.
这不是种子有问题。
This doesn't mean that the seed has problem in itself.
那个关键是人的心。
But what's critical is man's heart.
因为人的心就是四种的土地。
Because man's hearts are the soil on which the seeds are poured.
那如果用这个四种来平均分的话，好土地大概只有四分之一。
And if we were to categorize the four types of soil, the good soil only stands one quarter of the total percentage.
一百除以四，一百个人里面大概只有25个人是好土地，但不一定是这样分的，这是一个比喻。
So one example is that upon 100 members, probably only 25 have this good soil.
那这个种子一下去以后，它就会开始发芽。
And once this seed is spread it on the soil, it will sprout.
就开始会生根。
It will be rooted and it will grow.
那这个叫做旷野变成肥田，肥田看如树林，这个变成树林。
So this wilderness then becomes a fruitful field and it becomes a forest.
本来是光秃秃的旷野。
So this wilderness
到最后变成树林。
Eventually becomes a fruitful field.
有时候我们住在这个加州你如果夏天在看那个山头，跟冬天看山头就不太一样。
Living in California, if you look at the mountains in the winter and in summer, it's very different.
夏天呢、就是光秃秃的。
In the summer, it is very dried.
那冬天呢、就有草。
And in the winter, you can see that it's filled with grass.
因为冬天比较有多雨。
Because there's more rain in the winter.
那我们人的心没有圣灵浇灌我们的心是硬的。
And our hearts, if it's not filled by the Holy Spirit, our hearts are hardened.
就是听的道理不会受感动。
We will not be moved even though we listen to the sermons.
那如果这个心有圣灵在感动，
if our hearts are moved by the Holy Spirit,
就好像水浇灌在干旱之地，这个地就变成柔软了。
Just like how the water moistures the soil, it becomes moistened.
那这样神的话进到里面，他会受感动，就会开始产生改变。
And when the words of God is lands on it, it will grow and cause changes.
所以我们看《使徒行传》当初，圣灵降临以后
，if we study the Acts of Apostle after the Holy Spirit have been poured down，
那彼得起来讲道
，Peter rise up to speak，
三千个人就觉得扎心
，and 3,000 people。
扎心
了。Were pierced through the hearts.
为什么
？Why？
因为这120个人祷告，圣灵大大的浇灌。
Because when these 120 people were praying, the Holy Spirit poured down.
然后彼得起来讲道。
And then Peter rise up to speak.
那个种子就掉下去。
The seeds have been poured down.
人受感动就改变了。
And the people have been moved and they changed.
所以圣灵真的很重要。
So it is very important that we have Holy Spirit.
那我们祷告让神的灵充满在我们教会里面。
If we pray that the God Spirit fills our church,
那每个人的心被神的灵感动，变成很柔软。
And everyone's hearts are softened by the words of God.
那听道理会被感动。
And they will be moved when they listen to the sermons.
那会被感动就是改变的开始。
And being able to be moved is the beginning of all changes.
那如果我们听神的道不会被感动，
if we listen to God's words and we do not feel moved,
就是种子掉在那个旷野里面起不了作用。
It's likened to the seeds being poured on the wilderness and has no effect.
你再听一百遍，再同样的种子撒一百遍，既然 那个土地是硬的，没有用。
No matter how many times you listen to the sermon and how many seeds are poured on the wilderness, because the soil is hardened, it's useless.
那三千个人可能在几天前还在讲钉死耶稣。
A couple days ago, maybe these 300 people,
三千
the 3,000 people were still talking about the crucifixion of Jesus.
但是现在忽然说，那怎么办？我们要怎么办？
But suddenly they're wondering what should they do next.
彼得说你们要悔改。
Peter said you have to repent.
悔改就悔改啊。
And so they repented.
为什么一个心里很硬要钉死耶稣的人，现在变成能愿意悔改？
How is it that these people who have such stone hearts who wanted to crucify Jesus now suddenly want to repent?
就是圣灵好像雨水上面浇灌在他们心。
Because the Holy Spirit likened to rain has been poured down from them from the heaven.
神的话种子掉进去就开始成长。
And the seeds have been poured down on the soil and it started sprouting.
所以一个没有生命的旷野变成一个肥好像树林绿油油的充满着生命的一个树林。
So this lifeless wilderness is now becoming a very fruitful forest.
所以我们要为教会祷告。
So we have to pray for our church.
因为好土地大概只有四分之一。
Because good soil probably stands only 25%.
求神的灵浇灌充满每一个人。
May God's Spirit fill everyone's hearts.
让每一个人的心能够改变成为好土地。
That all our hearts can be changed into good soil.
那神的话掉进去就会开始改变他们。
Once words of God spread on their hearts, then it will sprout.
那过了一段时间你发现哇这个教会 在改变。
After some time, we could see the change in the church.
好像树林一样充满着生命。
Just like the fruitful forest filled with life.
那神的荣耀就在那里。
Then God's glory will be here.
那信徒就可以体会到平安跟平稳。
And the church members can experience this peace and stability.
这真的太宝贵了。
This is indeed too precious.
所以我们现在也要一起来祷告。
Now we would like to kneel down and pray together.
我们这三天呢，就是要来追求神的果，神的义。
And this three days, we would like to pursue His kingdom and His righteousness.
求神的灵亲自带领。
May God's Holy Spirit guide us.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
Now let's kneel down and pray together.
要求圣灵，要接受按手，我们可以到前面来。
And those who want to pray for Holy Spirit or wants the laying of hand can come forward.
我们祷告到10:20。
Let's pray until 10:20.
我们一起来祈祷。
Now let's kneel down and pray together.